Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NFL yesterday, Josh Allen ran for a touchdown, threw for another, and the Bills claimed the bragging rights of New York with a 28-14 victory over the Giants. Also, the Patriots destroyed the Dolphins 43-0, the Seahawks defeated the Steelers 28-26, the Cowboys downed the Redskins 31-21, and Julio Jones hauled in a short pass on fourth down and took it 54 yards to the end zone with 2 minutes 10 seconds remaining to give the Falcons a wild 24-20 victory over the Eagles. In NFL news, a person with direct knowledge of the situation says the NFL plans to meet today with a woman who says she was raped by Patriots receiver Antonio Brown. Brown's attorney said Brown and Brittany Taylor had a, quote, consensual personal relationship, end quote, and says Brown plans to countersue. In Major League Baseball yesterday, pitchers Dellin Betances and Jordan Montgomery made their season debuts for the Yankees after lengthy layoffs, and New York finished its longest road trip of the season with a 6-4 loss to the Blue Jays. Also, the Dodgers beat the Mets 3-2, the Red Sox topped the Phillies 6-3, and the Nationals shut out the Braves 7-0. In basketball, Spain captured its second World Cup by defeating Argentina 95-75. In NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. won the opening race of NASCAR's playoffs at Las Vegas Motor Speedway to earn an automatic berth into the second round. And in NASCAR news, modified stock car great Michael Stefanik was killed yesterday afternoon in a single-engine plane crash in Sterling, Connecticut. He was 61. I'm Jesse King.